Today, my Spanish teacher said that we should always believe that people are doing their best, trying their best, giving their best. She said that we should give people the benefit of the doubt. And my response was shock. How can you say that? How do any of us deserve that? Look at our world. Read the news once. Look at our very broken world. People have destroyed everything. Our planet is on fire in every meaning of that word. Everywhere I look, I see hearts ripped apart by anguish, grief, desperation, disappointment, isolation, not being able to take one more moment. And if we were to be even more aware of what was going on, I don't think we would ever stop crying. I do not think I know anyone who is whole, and I have only been here for 20 years. So benefit of the doubt? My gut reaction is no. That is asking too much. It is an ignorant request in the face of so much wreckage, an innocent perspective on how wounds would possibly be knit back together so simply. But then I thought, maybe there was no ignorance or innocence in the creation of the statement, believe that people are doing their best. Maybe that statement is full of strength and persistence, put together by hearts that fully understand destruction, and for that very reason, press on. Knowing that hope is not naive, but necessity. Maybe my teacher knew exactly how much hurt there is in our broken world, how much fight you need, how much generosity is crucial in building and rebuilding this place. Maybe my teacher knew exactly what this world looks like and for that very reason begged us to give the benefit of the doubt, because she knew exactly how hard it is to see the good, to make the good, to believe that there is good and then be that good. We must believe that people are doing their best, because without that piece of hope, our fight here is already over.